Hi, this is Barbara Roberts, and you're tuning in to Face Reading and Facial Features. I've been featured on NBC Nightly News and Tyra Banks, along with many shows on face reading. Today we're looking at your ears and what they show about your personality, the markings on the ears, what they show about learning, how quick you are at academics. These show also in children, how you make value judgments on other people, how you feel, and your personal interests will show in the ears. So I'm going to cover 6 or 7 types of ears and tell you what they will mean for you and also anyone of your family, or if you have a baby or a young child, they will give some indicators as to the person's future. For more information on this, my website is facereading1.com. Okay, so the first ear type is, they are called high ears. These are the ones President Obama had. What we do to establish if they're high or low is we draw a horizontal line across the eyes, the middle part of the eye. If the bulk of the ear is above the horizontal line, this means the person will be interested in academics. They might also ultimately have 2 college degrees and just love learning. And this actually is about 90% accurate. Many of these facial features, which I've developed over my 30 years looking at 10,000 people, have an accuracy rate of 90 to 95%. The next ear, this is the one from the horizontal place line. If the ears are low set, this would be like Pope John II, also Ross Perot, some examples of people with low set ears. This usually indicates a person who will be a late bloomer. And what does that mean if you have low set ears? It means that you will come into your own, really do well in business, perhaps marry later in life, and really come into your own between 35 to 50. Can you be successful before that? Absolutely. This is just one facial feature as an indicator. Often people tell me in individual sessions that they do even better later in their life in terms of getting their life moving smoothly. Okay, another ear shape is when the inner part of the ear, now if you put your hand on your ear and you're looking, you're focusing on the lobe, you move up an inch, that's the inner part of the ear. If the middle turns inside out or protrudes, this indicates often a person will be interested in alternative medicine or interest in things that are very creative, or I call it metaphysically oriented. Could be yoga, could be Pilates, or they love feng shui, chiropractic, or osteopathy. These are all features that are shown in my book, Face Reading, How to Know Anyone at a Glance. People who have long earlobes are really special. Supposedly Buddha had earlobes down to his shoulders. Long earlobes show someone who is spiritual by nature and a spiritual seeker. People whose earlobes come straight out away from the ear will be, and this means if you're trying to put an earring on the ear, there is no earlobe. It means your ears come straight out. There is no lobe. Often this person knows right away if they like you or they don't. So if they make very quick feeling assessments based on their gut feeling. Very unusual ears can show something about neurological challenges or possible learning disabilities, and I cover this more in my book. Keep in mind, face reading is not a diagnosis, and it's important to go to your learning specialist or physician. Face reading just shows indicators in the personality. Also, very large ears indicate someone who loves learning and tuning into sound. They love music, and especially ears that come forward, like Prince Charles, with someone who loves to listen to music. These are a few facial features, ears, that indicate something about you or people you love or your family members, including children or people you love, or people you work with. So look around, see what you can find in other people's ears, and check out if these are accurate. I think you'll find them up to 90% accurate. So this is Barbara Roberts. Thanks for tuning in. For more information on face reading, my website is facereading1.com, and my brown book talks about spiritual, psychological face reading and how it can help you in business and romance. And that is featured on my website. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.